This is KERA News. For the last few weeks, we've been looking at the price of prison in our latest One Crisis Away series. In January, Dallas County will get a new prosecutor. His name is John Crusoe, and he is promising sweeping changes, including reining in the financial burden of being in the criminal justice system. KERA's Christopher Connolly takes a look at the man who plans to put Dallas County at the vanguard of a movement for change across the country.
John Crusoe's election night victory was met with a lot of excitement from supporters who want him to upend business as usual in the district attorney's office.
How about no longer sending people to the penitentiary because they didn't pay their fees? How about making sure that if you're poor, you don't get ripped off by the criminal justice system?
Crusoe has been a prosecutor and a defense attorney, and he made a name for himself as a judge by launching the county's first drug court back in 1998. Today, Crusoe says a litany of problems remain in the justice system. Disparities based on race and wealth that play out at every step of the process.
I mean, historically, if you're poor, you're more likely to go to the penitentiary. If you're not poor, you're more likely to get perhaps not even arrested, or if you're charged, you might get a lighter charge or you get probation. And that's the way it's fallen now for decades in the United States.
So Crusoe has a whole list of correctives. Bail reform is one that's already happening in Dallas. Probation is another. He doesn't want to send people to prison for minor probation violations. And in some cases, he says it makes sense to not prosecute nonviolent crimes like misdemeanor marijuana possession, or to go after homeless people for basically being homeless.
They're generally the ones who are taken to jail, but they're also the ones who are in greater need of services, and they're not going to get those services in the Dallas County Jail or any other county jails.
What we see John Crusoe doing, what we see others doing in other parts of the country, is really taking to heart a different starting point for prosecutors.
Miriam Krinsky is the executive director of Fair and Just Prosecution. She works with about 30 local prosecutors who, like Crusoe, want to rein in long-standing tough-on-crime policies they say don't work. Basically, they want to use the office to end mass incarceration.
When we look around the country, we do see that communities that have reduced their rates of incarceration have also seen that crime rates have fallen at the same time.
Ultimately, Krinsky says these reform prosecutors think incarceration should be a last resort for people who commit the worst crimes, not the first answer to every offense.
And unfortunately, that hasn't been the starting point in the past. That hasn't been the mindset in the past.
For decades, district attorneys across the country were judged for how tough they were on crime. And no one was tougher than Henry Wade, the legendary Dallas County DA from 1951 to 1987. The cigar-chomping embodiment of Texas justice was the Wade in Roe v. Wade, and piled up conviction after conviction, from low-level criminals to Jack Ruby. In 1986, he talked to KERA.
I hope I have a reputation for a strong prosecution. I'm trying to build one.
Wade did have that reputation, one that came to be seen as win at all costs.
Now the case of a man who was proven innocent after 3 decades in prison. DNA test results proved his innocence.
In 2007, Craig Watkins drew national attention as the first black DA in Texas, and for setting up a conviction integrity unit in Dallas that exonerated innocent people, many wrongfully convicted by Henry Wade's prosecution machine.
We threw this whole idea of dispensing justice out the window. We didn't care if a person was innocent or if they were guilty.
That's Watkins in 2008.
We just cared about the fact that we could wave that banner and say to the folks that were voting that we got a conviction.
These days, criminal justice reform has become a cause across the political spectrum. President Trump offered support for federal reforms, and both red and blue states have worked to turn the tide on ballooning prison populations. At the local level, reform advocates say action hasn't always followed promises of change.
I've seen it before where you've had DAs who have gotten up there and said, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, and they didn't do it.
Lynn Richardson heads the Dallas County Public Defender's Office. That means her lawyers will face off against Crusoe's prosecutors, and she thinks they'll be tough to beat in the courtroom. She also thinks Crusoe has what it takes to make real change, like he did with his drug court 20 years ago.
He was the one that took that issue and said, instead of sending people to prison, we're going to send people to treatment. We're going to get them the treatment they need, the resources they need, so they don't keep coming back in the system over and over again.
Crusoe expects to face resistance. Still, he says Texas is changing. 5 reform-minded DAs have already been elected, and even though the state has the country's biggest prison population, a decade of legislative reforms in Austin have begun to shrink it.
We've actually closed 8 prisons, but we will probably be closing more. We think that the policies that we implement here in Dallas County will help us get there. Harris County will do so. Also, we think Bexar County will do so. So that's billions and billions of dollars of taxpayer savings.
And that's the other price of prison to consider. It costs taxpayers a lot of money to pursue tough-on-crime policies, Crusoe says, especially if they don't make us any safer. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.